You are going to listen to a recording about studying abroad. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below, then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, complete the sentences, 1 to 6, using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
With me today is John Stevenson, a well-known American sociologist, who is sharing his views on studying abroad. John, thank you very much for being here.
You're welcome. Thank you for inviting me. It's a great pleasure.
I suppose a lot of people in the audience are now asking themselves why one should study abroad these days, considering the challenging economic times we're going through at the moment. I mean, it's often not easily affordable either, is it?
Sure. I understand people's concerns, but interestingly, money is often not what causes the ultimate problem. What irritates particularly parents is the fact that their children, who are, of course, already past adolescence and well on their way to being mature when they leave the country, are far away and kind of harder to reach.
I see.
Nevertheless, I'm strongly convinced that being given the chance to study abroad should be part of a person's educational career and can be seen as a vital investment in terms of your future career as well as personal development. While some call it a luxury, sending students to other countries in order to broaden their horizon is rather a necessity if a country is hoping for a new generation of innovators and leaders who are supposed to work and act effectively in this globalized world. Take the United States of America, for instance. I mean, the U.S. is a pretty good example of how important well-educated people are. What it needs are young people with fresh ideas and a sophisticated worldview. In principle, they need to be able to not only understand their own problems, but also to quickly react to whatever's happening in countries like China and India. In addition, economic developments are definitely becoming more and more important, and they depend upon an open, tolerant view of the world. This is, of course, just a simple example.
I see. What would you say is the biggest advantage when it comes to studying somewhere else?
What I'm most concerned with is the fear a lot of people feel. Look at what the media present us with. Just watch the news for a few minutes. It's fear that's being promoted, especially fear of anything that is foreign to us. People who travel usually quickly learn to adopt a different attitude because it's necessary. There's actually not much room for fear when you're trying to find your way in a different country. Fear would just lock you in place and not allow for clear thinking. And what's even more, people who travel extensively learn to embrace diversity. They realize that being different does not automatically create problems, but can actually be beneficial. And when that's the case, they automatically learn that understanding is the flip side of fear. Plus, by being confronted with other cultures and by learning how other people solve problems, our view of the world often changes dramatically. The look from the outside in can usually not be replaced by anything.
Now, you also, you talked about investing in a country's future by sending people abroad. I'd really like to come back to this after the break. Could you just quickly whet our appetite for it a little?
Sure. We live in a world which is more and more turning into a huge marketplace that is rapidly evolving. What the world needs are flexible people, people who can speak various languages and enjoy multicultural settings. If we want to be competitive, we definitely need to promote these skills. And if going abroad helps us achieve that, then I'm all for it.
John, thank you very much for this first insight. We'll be back right after a short break. With me today is John Stevenson, a well-known American sociologist who is sharing his views on studying abroad. John, thank you very much for being here.
You're welcome. Thank you for inviting me. It's a great pleasure.
I suppose a lot of people in the audience are now asking themselves why one should study abroad these days, considering the challenging economic times we're going through at the moment. I mean, it's often not easily affordable either, is it?
Sure. I understand people's concerns, but interestingly, money is often not what causes the ultimate problem. What irritates particularly parents is the fact that their children, who are, of course, already past adolescence and well on their way to being mature when they leave the country, are far away and kind of harder to reach.
I see.
Nevertheless, I'm strongly convinced that being given the chance to study abroad should be part of a person's educational career and can be seen as a vital investment in terms of your future career as well as personal development. While some call it a luxury, sending students to other countries in order to broaden their horizon is rather a necessity if a country is hoping for a new generation of innovators and leaders who are supposed to work and act effectively in this globalized world. Take the United States of America, for instance. I mean, the U.S. is a pretty good example of how important well-educated people are. What it needs are young people with fresh ideas and a sophisticated worldview. In principle, they need to be able to not only understand their own problems, but also to quickly react to whatever's happening in countries like China and India. In addition, economic developments are definitely becoming more and more important, and they depend upon an open, tolerant view of the world. This is, of course, just a simple example.
I see. What would you say is the biggest advantage when it comes to studying somewhere else?
What I'm most concerned with is the fear a lot of people feel. Look at what the media present us with. Just watch the news for a few minutes. It's fear that's being promoted, especially fear of anything that is foreign to us. People who travel usually quickly learn to adopt a different attitude because it's necessary. There's actually not much room for fear when you're trying to find your way in a different country. Fear would just lock you in place and not allow for clear thinking. And what's even more, people who travel extensively learn to embrace diversity. They realize that being different does not automatically create problems, but can actually be beneficial. And when that's the case, they automatically learn that understanding is the flip side of fear. Plus, by being confronted with other cultures and by learning how other people solve problems, our view of the world often changes dramatically. The look from the outside in can usually not be replaced by anything.
Now, you also, you talked about investing in a country's future by sending people abroad. I'd really like to come back to this after the break. Could you just quickly whet our appetite for it a little?
Sure. We live in a world which is more and more turning into a huge marketplace that is rapidly evolving. What the world needs are flexible people. People who can speak various languages and enjoy multicultural settings. If we want to be competitive, we definitely need to promote these skills. And if going abroad helps us achieve that, then I'm all for it.
John, thank you very much for this first insight. We'll be back right after a short break.